time for the power of God's word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. Well, we all know what this week is.
Duck season. Rabbit season. Wedding season. Duck season.
Actually, neither. It's Thanksgiving. That's right, and today I want to talk about contentment. Did you know that most people are content? What I mean is, they start off that way, but then their outward look begins to change that. They're content until they start looking through the catalog. They're content with their car until they see the neighbor's new car. They're content with their clothes until they stroll through the mall. Most people are satisfied with every area of their life. That is, until they start comparing their life with someone else's life. The reality is, most people, no matter how poor or how rich, seem to do that. I suppose it's human nature to desire what others have, but the reality is, we're robbing ourselves when we do that. In fact, we're strictly forbidden to do that by God. Did you know it's one of the Ten Commandments? Actually, it's number 10. Exodus 20, verse 17 tells us that we shall not covet anything that is our neighbor's. Now, this does not mean it's wrong to have desire for something, but rather the kind of desire, the way we desire it, the heart behind the desire. For example, there's nothing wrong with someone seeing their neighbor's kids and saying, I would like to have kids myself someday. But if you want your neighbor's kids, then that might be a problem. That's called kidnapping. But seriously, desire is okay as long as it's done within the realm of contentment. Meaning, whether my desires come to pass or not, I need to be content with what I have and where I'm at here and now. You see, that's why it's one of the Ten Commandments. Not because God is being unreasonable, but because He knows what's best for us. God knows that one of the secrets to a happy life is not that we get everything we want, but rather to be a good steward and content with the things we got. Unfortunately, most of us spend our lives concentrating on what we don't have instead of thanking God for what we do have. Then one day we wake up, our life is over, and we've missed the beauty of the here and now. And sadly, many people will live out their lives this way. And all that God has blessed them with will not have been used to its fullest potential because they sought to have more. As the saying goes, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. So the point is, let's not be far-sighted. We should focus and look at that which is near. Give God thanks for what we do have. Let us be content and enjoy what God sees fit to bless us with. And if it's nothing more than clothes on our back, a roof over our head, food on our belly, and good friends and family, well then, praise God. Praise God, because many would love to just have a portion of that. It's time we develop a habit of thanking God. Not just a thanksgiving, but thanks living. And I end on Psalms chapter 100 verse 4, which says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.